Chapter 1. It is common to hear parents complain their frustrations on disciplining their child. There are parents who know in their hearts that spanking and timeouts wouldn't do good, but still can't think of better ways than that. While there are others who get confused between being calm and being too strict. And there are others who still battle daily with their 4-year-old and doesn't seem to win every time their kid resorts to drama and tears. In order to come up with a firm philosophy and principle-driven discipline approach, let us first rethink what discipline is. To break it all to you, discipline is not simply imposing timeouts and battling over dramatic arguments. Rather, discipline is guided by a set of parenting philosophies. Discipline must have a dual goal, the short term and the long term. First, it must encourage good external behavior, and second, it must shape the brain's internal structure for building better behavior, life skills, and relationship skills. This kind of approach on discipline requires parents to have a clear set of parenting responses and firm set of intentions. However, instead of being responsive and intentional, parents often resort to simply being reactive. Imagine your kid playing with her set of dolls while you are busy drowning yourself in take-home office works. Suddenly, your kid throws her doll at you, hitting you in the face. Most parents would be reactive in this situation by letting their anger control them, allowing them to grab the kid in their puny arm, clench their fist so the grip becomes tighter, and with big eyes and clenched teeth, lecture the kid on why throwing something at someone and hitting them is bad. Of course, it is just normal for us to resort in a reactive way during a heated and raging moment of anger. Worse, it is more difficult not to react with anger, especially if we, as parents, are too tired, stressed, or haven't had a good sleep last night. However, instead of being reactive, there's a better way of responding to our kid, something that would help us achieve the short-term goal of reducing such unlikely behavior and the long-term goal of building up life skills. The 3 questions to a no-drama discipline. Let us have a piece-by-piece look at the situation above. Why? Why did my kid react that way? If we would let our anger be peppered with merely assumptions, perhaps our answer to this would simply be because she is just having tantrums. If we would just curiously look into our children's behavior, we would get a better understanding on what drove them to push such an act. It would allow us to see that our child simply attended at doing something, but just didn't know how to handle it right. As a bonus, this would allow us to have a more personal relationship with our kid by acting compassionately. Why did your kid hit you with the doll? You were too busy on your paperwork that you didn't notice she was struggling to put on her doll's clothes. Upon looking closely, that's the only time you would realize that she wanted your attention and help in putting on her doll's clothes. Since she was struggling to do the right thing, her brain was ignited with frustration, thus throwing the doll at you. What? What do I want to teach my kid right now? The end goal of discipline is to always teach valuable life lessons that would benefit the kid in the long term. You may want her to learn that there are better ways of getting your attention and violence is not acceptable. How? How can I teach this lesson? Reactive parents often resort to timeouts. This may or may not give your kid the lesson about not resorting to violence, but the better way to do it is by connecting with her. You may hug her closer to you to help her calm the anger and frustrations down. This way, she would know that she has your attention now. As she becomes calmer, talk with her and discuss better ways of getting your attention, like approaching you with words instead. Just remember to do this at a moment when you are both in a receptive and not reactive state of mind. When we discipline on reactive mode, we often just see things in our own perspective. We tend to forget to assess what our child really needed at that moment. We tend to forget that we are just children whose brains are not yet fully developed. Example, when a child who's been sitting for about half an hour begins to wail, we tend to assume that giving him something to distract his wails would be the answer, when in fact, what we must do is think of what he needs at the moment. Maybe he needs to get up and stretch his legs. Sometimes it frustrates us because we expect them to tell us directly and exactly what they need, but they simply can't because of their developmental capacity. Therefore, it is important to choose moment-by-moment decisions and not just a one-size-fits-all expectation that we apply to every circumstance. It is important to consider a child's age or development stage.